that feeling that I had of being at that game, Memorial Stadium, it's hard to explain to people now who have been to Memorial Stadium and seen it half full, and even with the new stadium, with the new additions they made for it, they've made it very nice. It's still, it's felt empty, and this has been, it's been kind of a sad place. It can be rocking. That Colorado game was one of the most intense sports experience I've ever had. To this day, that place was so loud. It was 70,000 people. I'm from Mattoon, Illinois, where there are 15,000 people. The idea of 70,000 people in one place making that sound all at once, it was, it's a vivid, almost visceral, primal memory.
Of course, you have to bring up, and you did in your column, the firing of Coach Tim Beckman and former athletic director Mike Thomas. I'm sure that's left a bad taste in the mouths of a lot of fans. Even called Illinois the joke of the college sports world. Does this immediately take the sting out of it, make you forget about that for a few minutes?
For a few minutes. But there have been other times in the last 10 years where we thought, okay, this is as bad as it's going to get. And it's gotten a little worse. So, I think that I think it's understandable if Illinois fans are a bit gun-shy, even with the excitement of Lovie Smith and the excitement of Josh Whitman. There have been times we've been excited before. There have been times when it really felt like this program, even the basketball program, it felt like that was about to take off just really 2 or 3 years ago. And I think it's okay to be skeptical. I think that just because, Josh Whitman came in and made a big, strong, powerful move and brought in a guy that I don't think anyone would have thought Illinois would have had any opportunity to get. The job is not over. There's still a lot of work to do, and a lot, there's a lot of muck that's kind of calcified about the Illinois program that I think this is a brilliant, really, move to get everyone pointed back in the right direction. And more to the point, not to ask Illinois fans to say, oh, don't worry, we're on the right track. It's a slow process, but trust us, we're getting there.
Well, it's been well publicized that the family fork pack tickets have already sold out and are selling a lot of season tickets. Where do you see the fan base picking up?
It's important to remember that this season and what he's going to be able to do in the 6 years of his contract are two very different things. The fact is, Illinois should be a little better this season. They're stable at the quarterback position, but there's a reason people don't usually fire their coaches in March. Like, there is a, even with the staff that he's brought in, which to me was one of the most impressive things about this, is for Illinois to be spending for assistant coaches and head coaches like an SEC team. It's really kind of astounding. I think it speaks to the influence that Josh Whitman has. But I also think that, this is still, it's March. The season starts in September. Spring practice is just around the corner. I get the players will be excited, but there's a lot of stuff they have to implement in a very short amount of time. We'll see what happens next year. If they get to 6 wins, I think people would consider that an unqualified success. And they may be able to do better than that, but this season is not the referendum. What we need to see are things moving in the right direction, to see recruiting pick up, particularly in the Chicago area, another great reason to hire Lovie Smith. But this is not a, now we're going for the Big Ten West title in 2016. Isn't even really the kind of defense that Lovie Smith runs. I think he's going to have a lot of influence recruiting his type of players. He's talked about wanting a read option quarterback. Illinois has no one on the roster like that at all. I think that it's going to take a while, and it's unprecedented for a team to fire their coach in March. I understand why they did it, and I think it was a good decision. There will be ramifications to that in the 2016 season.
He still had managed 10 wins in his final season with the Bears, but was fired. What did you learn about him as a coach through his time in the NFL?
The NFL is a mean business. It's a mean business. The idea of loyalty among players and coaches is specious. It falls apart the minute. It's a cruel business where players in many ways are spit out, chewed up, and tossed away. What's fascinating about Lovie Smith, and I think speaks extremely well for how he'll be able to do it in Illinois, is his former players adore him in a way that, frankly, NFL players do not generally adore NFL coaches. It's something, frankly, you see more often in college. And so I think that that is going to be something that's going to serve him very well at Illinois to have. He joked that he this last weekend, when, of course, all of this was going down, and it was so baffling weekend, historic weekend of Illinois football, he was supposed to go to Brian Urlacher's wedding. And it's been years since the two of them, worked together. And I think you talk to people that formerly played for the Bears and played for him, and they consider him a mentor. They consider him a friend in a way that NFL coaches are not supposed to be there. NFL coaches are supposed to be these sad, callow people watching film 23 hours a day and then screaming at people from the sidelines. And Lovie Smith has never really been that kind of character. He, in a lot of ways, he's felt like more like a college coach in an NFL game, albeit one that is one of the 50 most successful NFL coaches of all time. Really kind of amazing when you think about that, that person's coming to Illinois for the next 6 years. But that, to me, as much as anything, that might have me the most excited about him, is how much his players in the cruel world of professional football treat him like a college football coach that they want to know for the rest of their lives. I think that's going to be a fascinating thing to see what he's able to do in the lives of young men.